This is the old man from Dungeon Quest. You're listening to the QGN Community Cast. You're not an idiot.
West Gaming Network is proud to present the QGN Community Cast.
Hello, and welcome to your QGN Community Cast for a very special episode number 7. Recorded on Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012. This is the place where the show's made up and the notes don't matter. And we have a very special treat for you guys tonight. I'm your host and community manager, Fred, as always. And joining me tonight, we have a few guests with us. First up is our resident author, Joe the Widget Wilson.
Hello!
Also joining us is the focus of the Twitter hashtag sensation, EvarWinnie. Jedi Master Ivarwin.
Hello.
Next up is the Pigtails Master of the Universe himself, David D-Enforce Adams.
Hello.
I don't know. I'm just trying to do the voice they were doing. What's up, everybody?
What's up?
And our official Lore Master of the Quest Gaming Network, Lewis, the Lore Master Olan.
Hey there, everyone. Yes, I've got to be different.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, guys.
I don't do the silly stuff like you guys do.
Hey, we've got some
silly stuff, though.
This is quite the lineup we got. We got Joe Wilson. We've got Dave Adams. We got Lewis, the Lore Master Olan. They stuck me in here for good measure. We got Fred. I mean, like, someone look outside. Did the stars align?
This is the all-star game of the Quest Gaming Network.
Sure is.
And Dave... We have sponsors tonight. Would you mind mentioning our sponsor to the good people?
Yes, I would.
Well, do it anyway.
All right. Tonight, we are sponsored by Tweaked Audio. For the best headphones money can buy, go to tweakedaudio.com. Use the code OFFTHERECORD, all one word, and you receive not 30% as we thought, but 33% on all items in your cart at checkout.
That's right. And there's a reason that we got this special episode together, and that's because the heads of our network, Mr. Joe and Mr. Ivarwin, have an announcement that they want to share with all the listeners of the Quest Gaming Network.
Yeah, it's an announcement that we have been hinting at over Twitter for the last 4 or 5 days, Ivarwin. It's a big deal. The Quest Gaming Network is going through an official shift in how we perform shows and how we do things. Everything from the ground up has been tweaked. All your hosts remain. Some shows are going to be, what's the word I'm looking for, blended in with new shows. And these new shows are 4 of them. We are opening up 4 new shows with 4 new formats, and it's going to be exciting. I can't wait for this network shift. How much detail do you want me to get into right now, Fred?
Well, why don't you start by breaking down what the 4 new shows are going to be and... which shows, as of right now, are going to be consolidated into them?
Sure. The new shows are as follows on my list here. We just actually finalized the names tonight. We have a new show that's going to be led by David Adams called Dungeon Crawler. It's going to encompass everything that is Dungeon Crawler based. So anything like from Diablo 3 to Torchlight 2, Phantasy Star, even a little bit of Borderlands discussion might be in there. I can't wait to be on that one. If hint hint Dave hint hint,
possibly. I don't know if I like you enough to put you on there.
Yeah, I don't know if you have the kind of credentials to get on that one, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I have to go through my second interview.
Yeah.
Never mind on the producer of the network. That doesn't matter anymore. That one's actually going to be launching fairly soon. I believe we're launching that one Saturday the 13th.
Yes, we are scheduled for the 13th on that one. It's. You know, as you said, you're rolling up shows into it. It's basically going to be a continuation of Diablo Off the Record, mm-hmm. in all honesty. Diablo Off the Record, it'll take over its time slot. We'll still be talking about Diablo on it. It's just, it's Diablo and more. We're also going to have, as you said, Torchlight, Fantasy Star Online. Fantasy Star Online 2 is coming out in America in the first quarter. It's already out in Japan, so we can cover it a little bit. There's a lot of really good dungeon crawler games, and there's definitely enough to wrap into the Diablo show. And since it's no longer just Diablo, it's the dungeon crawler show.
Yeah, and I can't wait for it. It's going to be exciting. I know I'm playing Torchlight 2 like mad right now.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. I can't wait to talk about it. I know everyone has too. I played on internet with him and Dan Buntini, and it was fantastic.
One of the best things about a move like this, what makes me like really personally excited about this kind of move, is that we're going to be able to service all of the requests that we get, you know, on a week-to-week basis about new games that are coming out that we're just not talking about. And the reason why we're not talking about it is because we don't have a dedicated show for it. Well, now we're switching it up. You know, we can roll these things in.
The other three shows that we're going to be rolling out right after Dungeon Crawler is Adrenaline Gaming. Adrenaline Gaming is, as you can imagine, it's first-person shooters, fighters, action-adventure, dungeon crawlers. Not dungeon crawlers, sorry, that's a Dave Schnick.
Getting into my business.
In your business.
Back yourself off that business, y'all.
Dave might sue you for the royalties on that one.
We might even be talking about the new Ratchet & Clank. I'm kind of a fan of that series. So it's going to be coming out shortly after Dungeon Crawler. It's going to be coming out the Wednesday after, in fact. So that's the 17th. And that one's going to be, I'm lead hosting that one. And we're going to be talking a lot about PlanetSide 2, Borderlands 2, even some Mortal Kombat, some of the Mortal Kombat junkie. You name it. Anything adrenaline-based, anything action, that's
any
what
action
we're
game.
On. Yeah, I can't wait for it. It's going to be exciting.
I mean, I can't imagine how many of our fans are going to be playing The Last of Us. And guess what? That show is going to be talking about The Last of Us if any of us happen to be playing it.
Yeah, I probably will be picking that one up.
I'm going to be diving into everything I can.
Yeah.
Now, since this is going to be the adrenaline one, is that going to be the one that covers the Pokemon series?
Yes. No. What? Oh, no. That's Over the Head has set dungeons. That's on Dungeon Crawler. I'm calling it.
Now, that's Quest Crap Gaming.
Oh.
Don't hate on my Pokemon.
I just had a bad experience with Pokemon when Pokepuke was first coming out.
Pokepuke.
Tell us where the man in the Pikachu suit touched you, Joe.
Oh, my God. Show us on this Pikachu doll.
All right, before we go way off basis here, Ivarwin is leading the third game in the series called Quest Legion. And it's RPG and RTS to your heart's content. This is the one show where we have a waiting list of hosts that want to get on the show. And that one's going to be launching the last week of October, so the week of the 27th. And then finally on the list is the one that Fred's taken over. He's going to be leading this one. It's Obscure Legends, which is going to be covering everything that's indie and old school. And I look for this one because I'm a big old school junkie. My gaming experience goes way back to Atari 2600 religiously. So
yeah,
word up. And we should also mention with our new format that's actually going to allow us to talk about the same game on multiple podcasts.
Yes, actually, I would actually expect to hear about Borderlands 2 at least for a few weeks on at least three of these podcasts.
Additionally, our Minecraft fans will also be able to check out the Obscure Legends podcast because we're going to have a lot of Minecraft coverage on there as well.
Oh, yeah. We actually play on quite a bit. The shows currently that are going to be molding into that are PlanetSide 2 is going to be molding into Adrenaline, and Diablo Off the Record is being merged with Dungeon Crawler. And it's all exciting stuff. I mean, what this is going to allow us to do is allow us to cover all those games that you guys have been requesting that we have been stressed and trying to think of ways that we could actually do a show about these games, but we don't have the staff for it. This is allow us to cover everything in detail, get all the staff that's really excited about these games in there. You're going to be seeing rotating hosts on most of these shows, all of them pretty much. Elder Scrolls Off the Record is going to remain the same. It's actually going to a more of a short show format, which we're excited about. It's going to be the same show, same hosts, just a little bit of a different format. So Tor Reforged actually went to a new format. If you haven't heard their Monday show, this last Monday, I forget what episode it was. Were you on 13?
Nope, 14.
14.
Episode 14, guys, you gotta check it out. It was hilarious. That was the first example of our new format, and I think you guys will love it.
Yeah, it's very, it flowed very, very well. I know Fred and Lou and I were extremely proud of the way that show came out. What was great about that show is we took, you know, if you know our shows, we go from our in-game experience, and then there is a very hard separation between our in-game experience and the critical kind of discussion that we want to have for that show surrounding that game. You know, for the SWTOR show, it's called The Dark Council. What we were able to do was we just merged those two discussions together. And for the first time out and not having any practice doing it, it was seamless. And I know for me, it sort of seemed like the kind of discussion a couple of gamers would have, you know, when you're sitting down for dinner someplace, you know, and just kind of talking about the game you collectively enjoy. And I think that was my favorite part about how that all went off.
Yeah, exactly. And all these shows are going to be based on that format. It's just a free flow. Let's have some fun. Let's put in those tips and tricks. All the hosts are going to be writing it. There's not going to be chairs. It's all lead hosts with all the hosts. And it's going to be a complete Quest Gaming Network team effort. No longer these four hosts here, those three hosts there. We're all working together on all these projects. And they're all going to be very long term. We don't see an end to any of these new shows whatsoever, because there's no end to them. There's always new games coming out, and we want to be able to cover all of them for you guys and talk about all of them for you in the genre that you love to hear about. And the reason why we're doing it by four and not just one big show is because we want to be more detailed on each genre instead of just saying, you know, 5 minutes on this game, 2 minutes on this game. So it's going to allow us to cover a lot more and have a lot more fun with it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I really look forward to this in a big way.
Well, the one thing, I'm sorry for this, I want to insert this real quick. The one thing that we have made the decision on is any MMO that we cover will have its own show. As, you know, podcast listeners and MMO gamers, we absolutely hate it when we cover a big time MMO like ESO, like, I don't know, you know the names out there. I'm not going to list them all. But the fact is when you play a big time MMO, you want to hear a show exclusively for that. It's, you know, you're away from the game, you want to listen about the game, and that's a way to do that. So when we are going to cover MMOs on my show, you know, we are going to cover
Guild Wars 2, guys.
Well, Dungeon Crawler has an MMO coming up as well, which is Phantasy Star Online 2. But it's not enough to actually be its own show.
Right. And the thing is, if it ever does become enough to be its own show, then we'll do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense for us to make a Lord of the Rings Online podcast or a DDO podcast. But, I mean, Lou and I can sit down on Quest Legion and just chat about these things because it's involved in the RPG landscape.
And we have a couple of hosts that are really, really big into RTSs, real-time strategies, that are, like, chomping at the bit to get on Quest Legion to talk about their RTSs. So you're going to have a well-rounded variety of any show, any gaming that you're into. I mean, let's face it, we're all gamers.
Yeah.
And we're not just into one game for 3 years and then we move on, unless you're World of Warcraft. But, you know, even then you're still playing other games. So we want to make sure we cover all those bases for you guys, because we're gamers to the core too. I mean, I felt guilty for playing Torchlight 2, but now I'm not guilty because I know that I'm going to beg Dave until I get on his show to talk about it.
Yeah, if you want to start begging, feel free, because, I mean, I got some time after the show, after we record, Joe. I'd love to hear the begging.
I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. I'm pretty sure that by the time you're done begging Dave, you'll have to come on my show to talk about it, because it'll be over a year old and retro.
No, I'm kidding, Joe. I'll say it right here, right now. I'm planning on pulling in Joe. I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk Fred into it, too, hopefully. But yeah, I definitely want to bring y'all in to talk some Torchlight.
Oh, yeah. Maybe even throw Varwin in the mix here and there, because he's got some Torchlight experience, too.
And how are you just going to invite him on the air like that? Now I got to edit that out.
There's a lot of opportunity with these new shows to incorporate all of our hosts at different intervals. Like, say one host is no longer interested in the game they were talking about on Adrenaline Junkies or Adrenaline Gaming, and they're into a new RPG or MMO. So they hop over to Ivarwin's show, The Quest Legion, and talk about that. And I bring someone who's really interested in a first-person shooter, or like a, you know, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is coming out. And that's going to be a big topic for a little while. So we can get other hosts that are into that and get in there and talk about it. So we can keep the conversations interesting, on par. We're all into those games. It's going to be fantastic.
I'm going to love when our retro and indie podcast comes out, because that's going to give us the opportunity to talk about some older games that maybe we really didn't get to focus on or ever play when they were out, but we'll be able to focus on them and talk about them for our listeners and maybe get some people to try some games they didn't play before. And also, we'll be able to get some more Minecraft content out for our listeners that have been begging for more of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get a lot of goodies out there. And like I said, guys, this is an exciting time for Quest Gaming Network. You're gonna see a big difference in how we perform our shows, and I think you all are going to love it. So stay tuned. Remember, the Dungeon Crawler launches on the 13th, quickly followed by Adrenaline Gaming right on the 17th. And then a couple weeks, well, about a two-week break, and then we'll be launching the other two, Obscure Legends and Quest Legion. So these are all exciting shows. And anything else you guys want to say about these?
No, I'm really excited about doing this. This is really awesome. I think this is going to be great for all of our listeners. I think it's going to be great for us. I think the amount of workload that we put into these shows is going to be dramatically reduced. Additionally, I think the quality of our shows is going to go through the roof.
Yeah, to hear the intros I've mixed recently.
Yeah, yeah. Joe's been making some really... I mean, all the intros that are on the network Joe's made and the stuff that's coming out now, really just far and away some of his best work. I'm really excited. I'm really, really, really excited.
All right. So thanks for bringing us on this podcast tonight, Fred, so we can talk about this. We've been, like I said, we've been teasing the community like crazy about it. And it was time to officially announce it. We had to wait till we broke all the news to the entire staff before we did. And before we got, you know, things fleshed out. So we're 100% go on this. We have all the shows, the format, everything's ready to rock. So we got to finalize some details, get the websites up, and we'll have those shoes out. Shows out to you guys very soon.
Like Al Bundy, gonna get those shoes out there?
Yeah, like Al Bundy, Fred.
As you say.
Can you tell what I've been watching on Netflix lately? Reruns of Married with Children.
Hey, new episodes of for me, man.
I thought you were going to say Invader Zim. I was going to be like, that's cool.
Oh, classic cartoon there. Love that.
Oh, no.
So, since we're here on the community cast, Ivorwin.
Yes.
Why don't you explain to the folks what we've done with the SWTOR show and how we've started up our own new show for those that maybe haven't checked it out yet?
Yeah. There's this thing out there that says just because, you know, the amount of subscribers for Tor has been reduced, that there's no news. That's absolutely insane. As Lou and I have been finding out these last, 5-6 weeks, we've been putting out the Holonet news. There's so much news for Tor. It's just people don't talk about it or cover it. Every single day, you know, I'm going in there and I'm building something regarding that news show. Mondays, we do our conversational podcast where Lou and Fred and I talk about our in-game experiences. We have something critical to talk about regarding our thoughts on the game. If there's any emails that we want to address for the week, we bring that up. And then we just kind of, you know, end the show out. Our news show comes out, we record it Wednesdays, not live. And we round up all the news that's occurred. And basically what we're going to do is every Wednesday, we're going to give you the news for SWTOR. Also, we're going to talk about stuff that's in the forums, what most people are talking about, some of the most controversial topics in the forums. We're not afraid to tackle that. And we're going to tackle it on the show. And then additionally, we're going to talk about the expanded universe for Star Wars as well. I'm involved in Grievance Guild. The raid leader of Grievance Guild, Patrick, was very nice to share his knowledge with our show. And we're going to be featuring that in our game guide segment every single week. So we're giving you the news in SWTOR. We're telling you what's controversial on the forums. We're giving you the news in Star Wars if you're a huge Star Wars fan. And then additionally, we're going to educate you a little bit on the game, on stuff that you may not know about, or you wondered and couldn't quite find the resources to get into game with. That's the Holonet news, and that's every Wednesday.
And I have been listening to them as you've released them, and Patrick has done a phenomenal job with his game guides.
He's an absolute amazing resource regarding Tor. I mean, he really is. It's far and away the information that he's given us is something that, A, Lou and I just don't have time to compile, and B, is information that we just don't have because we're not at that stage in the game yet. He's an amazing resource and has been tremendous for the show, quite honestly.
Good. And Dave, let's turn the spotlight on to you a little bit. Now you've already
called me out, bro.
Well, you've already announced on your Diablo show that you're going to be transitioning into Dungeon Crawler.
Yep.
So how about highlighting here, what are you looking forward to most about going through this change with your show?
The biggest thing is I know it's very self-centered, but I've never stuck to just one game straight. And I know that Joe has mentioned the same sort of thing before. You know, I really felt
what
bad.
Gamer has?
You know, yeah, when really. when I had to be on the Diablo show and I'm running it, I feel bad when I have to play when I want to play any other game. It just so happens I am a dungeon crawler junkie. The games that I will choose to play are often the dungeon crawler set. So it's the same way that Joe's going to be on the Adrenaline Junkie show, because that's the sort of games he automatically plays.
Adrenaline gaming?
Yes.
I'm extremely competitive, man.
Right. The style of these different shows are more or less set to the people who we've set to host them. And I realize it's a very self-centered view of things, but honestly, what better way to make a show than put someone whose heart is in that exact frame of mind?
Well, it's self-centered for all the right reasons, all right? Because
we're politely self-centered.
Well, no, I mean, it's like you said it perfectly earlier when you said that, you know, this show is centered around the person who is, or I should say, we've got the right man for the job, we should say. We have a
yes.
show that's based on this subject, and we just happen to have a guru in the network for that genre. Dave, you've been dungeon crawling since you had little pigtails.
Better believe it.
You know? Joe, I mean, Joe, you probably remember the first time you fragged someone in the snot locker.
GoldenEye, man. Oh, Golden Gun and GoldenEye.
Well, what you described, Dave, I think every host on the network has felt that in some sense. I know there's been times when I've looked at new games coming out, and the first thought in my head is, well, yeah, that looks fun, but if I play it, it's basically a waste of resources because we don't have a podcast about that game.
Exactly. And you know, that's what I'm looking on the horizon as well with the Dungeon Crawler show. You know, I know that a lot of people may not even have heard about it. I mean, if you catch up my Twitter, I talk about it whenever I actually get on it. Usually I'm yelling about it. I'm going to be playing almost dedicatedly. I'm going to be playing Phantasy Star Online 2 because I'm a huge Phantasy Star junkie. That's what I do. And it's a free-to-play MMO. It's not going to be able to stand up on its own, but it's still that dungeon crawler classification. And I'm going to be talking about it happily. I'm still going to be playing Diablo, so they're still going to keep the Diablo news in the show and in the forefront, but I'm going to be able to pull in all these other things and pull in all these other hosts, like Joe said earlier. Torchlight 2, man, we're torchlighting it all the way. You better bet.
That really is an amazing game.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it reminds me so much of Diablo 2. But
yeah,
we'll get into that on the 13th.
Yeah, okay.
Joe's like, don't say anything yet. Don't say anything. We're in the discussion.
If you'd like to hear more, download on the 13th.
Fine, that'd be good.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious when I first got into Torchlight 2. They let you pick a different kind of dog this time. And they had this little Pomeranian that looked almost exactly like my Sheltie, except for it had longer fur. So I got that and I named it after my female Sheltie, and my girlfriend's like
playing this berserker with Ivarwin, and my guy is like his name is Crazy Widget, okay? He's a berserker.
Because he's a crazy widget, yeah.
I have a little Pomeranian that runs around. I call
it. Oh my god.
And I was commenting as we were playing, I was like, yeah, this little guy just eats every angle in sight. It's awesome.
Yeah, and as you can imagine, I got a little cat next to me. His name is Brago.
Cute fluffians.
Yeah, so Brago and I are adventuring in Torchlight 2 together.
Well, I have George on my single player, so.
Yeah.
You bring Brago into every game you play, don't you, Ivarwin?
I have to, just the same way as I bring Jenny into almost every game. When I was playing Civilization Revolution, I was making new cities on Civ Rev, and my second city would always be named Jenny, and I would always make the science output in that city like the most that the city ever did.
You know, I'm sorry to interrupt. Ivarwin, yeah. I was just curious. There's a lot of talk about the new SimCity coming out.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to cover that on your show?
Yeah, yeah. It's an RTS. I mean, why not?
Is that, you know? Yeah, I'm planning on picking that one up.
Well, depending on how you build your city, it could be a dungeon crawler.
Oh,
that's the other thing I wanted to bring up, guys. For the listeners out there, expect a lot of what we like to call cross-pollination. You know, just because one, because that might be a question a lot of listeners are thinking about. You know, well, what if one game fits into both genres? Because a lot of games are doing that these days. We're actually going to be talking about that. So, I mean, as Minecraft is going to be, part of our independent retro gaming podcast, there's, you know, RPG elements to it that we may cover on my show.
Yeah, you know, two RPG sometimes.
Yeah. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, if we had this in place when Mass Effect 3 came out, Joe, I mean,
yeah,
you're talking about the RPG show. You're talking about the adrenaline show. You know,
I think the biggest example we have right now is Borderlands 2. That's a multi-genre classified game. That could be on Dungeon Crawler. That could be on Quest Legion, Adrenaline Gaming.
Same thing for Planetside 2. Could be, the role-playing elements of that, building your character, is something that we may cover on my show. And of course, you know, its home is going to be the Adrenaline Joe for Home of the FPS here in Quest Gaming Network.
Such a big adrenaline-based game in my life.
God, yeah.
And then, you know, a year later, any of them could appear on the retro show.
Exactly.
Like a throwback.
Retro.
That I'm going to find that really interesting. The first time that we actually talk about a game on the retro show that was actually covered on one of our shows when it first came out.
You know how I could see that happening? Something goes on sale on Steam, and we pick it up and are like, oh, wow, this is neat, you know?
Well, I imagine in the retro show, we're going to be finding a lot of Steam deals of old games coming out, re-released.
I recently got a Rockstar deal and got all the Grand Theft Autos for like, was it $25? It was like a 5-game package.
Wow.
And I snapped that thing up in a heartbeat. I love Grand Theft Auto 3. Guilty pleasure.
I thought it was a steal when they released KOTOR 2 on there for $9.
Oh, yeah. And like the big thing on the retro show is like they redid Chrono Trigger. They released it on PlayStation 3. There's a reboot of Final Fantasy VII, one of the biggest RPGs of all time. That could be covered on retro as well as the RPG.
It's so funny, Joe, because every game I own for the PS3 right now was originally released for the PS1 or Super Nintendo. I don't own a single modern game on that yet.
I've been playing Borderlands 2 on PC and PlayStation 3 right now.
Yeah, I'm going to get it for something. Either PS3 or for the PC. I haven't decided yet. Any recommendations which one's better?
It's a matter of preference. I got it for PlayStation 3 for the split-screen capability, so I can play with Dan in my living room, which is a very nice feature. I can play with Mike. I got to admit, though, it is a lot more fluid on the PC than it is on the PlayStation 3. There's a lot less loading and saving time on the PC. The graphics are smoother, and it's more of a fluid game on PC than it is on PlayStation 3. But PlayStation 3, I get to play on my 52-inch TV, too, so...
You know what a lot of listeners are going to be looking forward to, though, is with all these different shows that we're going to be doing and all these different games we're going to be covering, we can actually pop Lou in there for every single one and have him do a lore segment.
Oh, look at that bus I just got thrown under.
So, Lou, which of these new shows are you looking forward to the most?
All of them.
I was going to say, answer carefully, Lou.
Well, okay, let's narrow it down a little bit more, and let's say with this change, Lou, what do you think the most positive benefit for yourself is going to be?
The most positive benefit right now is just going to be being involved and being able to speak about any and every game that's out there, because you know, I'm not alone in the fact that, you know, I play everything. You know, I play Call of Duty, I play Ghost Recon, first person shooters, you know, I played Quake when it came out, Rainbow Six, okay? And I've also played, played stuff like Total War, the entire series, Shogun, Rome, you know, Napoleon.
So what we're getting here is not only is Lou the lore master, but he's the Swiss Army knife of QGN.
I really should have introduced him as our resident altaholic. instead of our lore master. That was my bad.
But, and that too, with MMOs, I am a unashamed and openly admit I'm an alcoholic. So
the most important question, Lou, Republic or Sith Empire?
It's always going to be the Empire.
Ooh, go take that, Ivar one.
Oh, Lou's awesome.
Empire.
Empire.
I'm a Republic. Sorry, where I was.
Empire. Empire. Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody what? Strike them down. So, Joe, let's turn the spotlight a little bit more back toward you. And let's ask, since your Planet Side Off the Record is a fairly newer show, what do you see as the benefit of rolling that into an FPS action show?
Well, the thing about Planet Side 2 is it's classified as a MMO FPS, and it's a very much that. However, it is an FPS. It's a very competitive first-person shooter. So when it comes to a full talking point for an entire show, it kind of loses its what's the word?
Relevance.
Relevance, thank you.
Yeah.
It's all about the action. You can basically sum up your week in 30 minutes and be just completely epic out and talk about your classes, your specifications, what you've been doing. It's not like Elder Scrolls Online where it's going to be a full-fledged MMO where it has all these quests and story arcs. The story arc in Planet Side 2 is killing the other two factions and taking their territory. That's it. Whether it's be jet, tank, aircraft, oh, it's so fun. It's ridiculous. And it's going to allow us to compare it with other first-person shooters, what we're really into. I'm a competitive gamer. That's where I shine the most. I won a tournament for Mortal Kombat 4 Arcade. I've played in other tournaments. I love being on that. Like I was so proud of myself that on my server a few nights ago, I was ranked number 8 overall on the server on Planet Side 2. I felt like a complete BA. And that's what I love about those games. And I love my fighters. I'm a huge Mortal Kombat junkie. So ruling all that together is just like, that's my cup of tea. That's my baby, if you will.
Man, that sounds amazing. I know when I do PvP and MMOs, I'm just happy when my kill count is actually higher than my death count in Warzone.
I know the feeling.
Here, MMORPG, I can't stand PvP.
Do you hear how natural all that came out from Joe? It was natural. It was just, he didn't have to think for really anything. I mean, it was just, the dude was literally just telling his friend what he enjoys.
While drooling.
I mean, like, how perfect would that be if every one of our podcasts was delivered as naturally as Joe just delivered that? I mean, it would be amazing. I mean, the idea, the vision that Joe has for the network right now, I think is just going to foster that excitement and that energy that he just naturally displayed. And I think, you know, it's going to be a phenomenal thing. And it makes me excited. And I'm really looking forward to these changes.
We are Quest Gaming Network. I think it's time that we became the network for gamers, you know? And gamers just don't play 4 games. I mean, they play a lot more than that. The Whisperless ideas was the fact that we get constant emails, constant Twitter posts about, can you guys cover this game? Can you cover that game? I might pick up Raider Z actually and check it out now because I'm not going to feel guilty that I have to play certain games every week in order to meet for the shows. I can take and play the games I want to play and then still talk about them because I'm doing it for the shows anyway.
Yeah.
So I get to have my cake and eat it too.
And then when you come on here, I can give you the final exam about all the games you didn't play that week.
So Ivar went hit the nail on the head, actually. That's exactly what we're going for, is to get that fun environment for the host and the listeners. Most importantly, we're doing this for you guys. We want you guys to have all your games covered. You know, you can email us in on any show you want about any game that fits that category. If it doesn't fit that category, we'll probably forward over to the show that does fit that category. And we'll have answers for you. We'll talk about it. It's not just, okay, I want to email in the show, but I have to come up with something for Skyrim. Let me play Skyrim for a few hours for a question. No, whatever game you're into, you can email us in, talk to us, send us an MP3 call. This is the network for gamers.
Yeah. Now, I think it's also extremely important to note that our coverage for the games that are already, that, you know, for the podcasts that we're already doing,
is not going to go away. We're still going to talk about Diablo 3. I mean, Dave, yeah, I mean, what your vision for Diablo 3 is, excuse me, for Dungeon Crawler is that it's still going to have a tremendous amount of Diablo 3 coverage, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a D3-aholic. I don't care if people like it or not. That's my game.
Right. So
I love
mean,
it ain't going nowhere. Yeah,
we're not going to you know abandon these titles. We're not going to abandon the heavy news for those titles and give it its just due.
Certainly, we're going to make sure that all the games that we've been putting out shows about keep the coverage that we've been putting out there because we have an established fan base and we want to keep delivering for that fan base, right, Joe?
Exactly. We want to cater to that fan base and give them everything that they've been wanting from Quest Gaming Network and hopefully get some new listeners out of this deal as well. I mean, these shows are our solution to a it is the long-term solution for our fans, for the network. Everyone's going to be happy hosts make good shows, not stressed out producers.
One thing that really excited me from the actual meeting that we had where you were talking to the staff about these changes coming up was with this new format, we're going to have flexible seats where we can basically bounce in and out of podcasts on any given week. Yes. So it's really going to present the opportunity to work with some hosts that I ordinarily wouldn't have been able to podcast with under our old format.
It's allowing every host to be invested in every show, to be have a piece of every show, you know? We're going to all work as a team. The only reason we're working with lead hosts is because, well, someone has to direct the talk. And then the other hosts are there to have fun and just enjoy it. And that's the whole goal behind this, is to rotate everybody in for the whole network to work as a team and to cover the games that we love and we're playing.
Yeah, and I think it really translates to our fans when we're really invested in the games we're talking about.
We actually talked to each host individually after the meeting and asked them specifically what shows they're interested in joining. And they were all like, pretty much all of them for everything. Some of them were like, I'm not really into first-person shooters, so, I mean, adrenaline may not be my thing. No problem. They'll jump on every other show. But and others were like, yeah, I'm not really. I think Dan was the only one that said, yeah, I don't know if I want to do Quest Legion.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of cross-pollination, a lot.
That's all, Dan. It's okay because, you know, that's got a waiting list.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned him because we do have a lot of Minecraft Off the Record fans that were pretty upset when Dan actually left the show. So
Dan has it was for various reasons. I'm sorry, Fred. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, because his work schedule mainly. He couldn't be there during record times most of the time, so it was only right to give Bo Bender that spot under our old format. But with us doing these changes with our new retro and indie show, Dan will have the opportunity to come back on and actually be on that show, because if he can't make it for a week, we can have somebody else sit in there.
Yeah, definitely. As a matter of fact, I've already scheduled Dan to be on the pilot episode for Adrenaline Gaming. Reason being is that that's going to be a big focus on Borderlands 2. And him and I have been playing split screen, and we're like level 40 on the second playthrough. So we have a lot of stories to cover, trust me.
Yeah, that's another thing about the change is that I think a lot of the listeners are not going to like the fact that we don't offer these shows live anymore. The decision to do that is based on a lot of reasons. Number one, technology. We've been noticing that there's a lot of delay in some of our speech with Skype. And it's because bandwidth is getting sucked up, you know, trying to post the live stream. But, you know, that's a small portion of it. A really larger portion of it really depends on host schedules. There's been shows that we haven't done simply because we can't get the host lineup that we need in order to cover a game. I mean, I think Guild Wars 2 is a phenomenal example of that. We wanted to line up several hosts and just, you know, one host we couldn't have because, you know, it just didn't work out. And, you know, so I mean, even though we're not going to be able to be doing this live anymore, we're going to be able to release better episodes on a regular basis because we disconnected that one minor piece of functionality that's in the network.
Well, honestly, I mean, I'm not ruling this out as a permanent thing. We're not saying that either. Who knows? In the future, if we come up with a good solution, we may be doing them live, all live again, too. it's just a matter of right now and for a while yet, we're going to just stop live streaming.
Yeah.
For reasons of getting you guys better quality shows.
Well, this is with the exception of our upcoming retro and indie show, because we do know that we have a large Minecraft fan base that likes to listen to us record live.
Yeah.
And if that translates well over to our retro and indie show, we'll keep doing the live recording. So if you like showing up and listening to us record live, keep showing up, because we base whether or not we do that based on how many people are coming.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, and other factors, but... So you gotta love Skype and how every update breaks it.
Well, I just figured that that's what they do. Wasn't it you, Ivarwin, that said they update Skype by erasing lines of code?
Yeah, that's yeah, I did say. That's exactly what they do. The developers over at Skype, they open up the their API and they're like, all right, let me just get rid of this. Oh, but Fred, that's the one that connects the Skype to the internet. Yeah, we don't need that. Let's get rid of that.
Yeah, who cares? Don't you know that our biggest competitor is Yahoo Messenger?
Who cares?
Wow.
Hey, I tell you what, it sounds like some podcasts out there are recorded on Yahoo Messenger.
I wouldn't put it past some of them, to be honest.
It could happen. So, Lou.
Yes, Fred.
We have some contests going on right now. Would you mind telling our good folks about them?
Well, let's see. We are going to be giving away another pair of Tweaked Audio earbuds. Now, for this contest, we'd like you to send us an email and tell us what you think the funniest moment is in any QGN podcast, of which there will be many. For instance, if you hear Dave say something funny in Diablo Off the Record, send us an email and tell us the episode number, what podcast it is, and what minute approximately we need to listen to. A winner will be chosen at random. We're also looking to give away a free copy of Torchlight 2. Am I eligible? Guess not. If you'd be interested in winning a copy, send us an email at qgncommunity@gmail.com and tell us why you'd like to win a copy of Torchlight 2. Good luck.
Torchlight 2, that's a good one.
Yeah, we got a few copies of it sitting around to give away.
Nice. Very nice.
You got to love Steam when they offer that buy four for a cheap price deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I hooked Dave and Joe up with copies.
I know, dude. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, I see how it is. So I didn't get a copy?
No, that's because we hate you.
Well, you didn't get a copy because the last Dungeon Crawler you played it for like 3 podcasts and then quit.
No. I think you didn't give me a copy because I'm a Jedi. I think that's what that's all about.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's classism. You're right.
Thanks.
I hate you.
You know what,
I hate you and your filthy Lightbringer ways.
You know how we're gonna get off Hoth next week? I'm just gonna make you figure that out. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna push Ivarwin into the fuel injector. It's gonna be great.
Push you in the fuel injector.
girls, you're both ugly.
Hey, don't steal my lines, Dave.
Get down.
And it's girls, you're both fat and ugly. That's how that went.
That's PHT, pretty hot and tempting.
Wow.
Only
that's if I ever heard one.
Yeah. There's a reason to end out the show if I've ever heard one.
Make the podcast awkward in one step.
Dave, how about telling the good people about our record times and what's going on with your Diablo show?
Oh my god, you're so needy. Okay, record times are Minecraft Off the Record records at 7 p.m. on Sundays. Planetside Off the Record records weekly at 3 p.m. on Thursdays. Later that night, Elder Scrolls Off the Record is 7 p.m. on Thursdays. Diablo Off the Record records 7 p.m. on Saturday nights. This weekend actually is the last episode of the Diablo Off the Record title. That series is being rolled into Dungeon Crawler, which will premiere on the 13th. SWTOR Reforged records 7 p.m. on Mondays. Next community show is regularly scheduled for the weekend of October 12th.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, this was a bonus episode because originally I said in the last community cast that it was going to be that weekend. But we had such a big announcement, we weren't going to wait 2 weeks to make it.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't wait. We were, like, bursting at the seams.
Yeah. Joe about spilled the beans on the last Minecraft show we did.
Yeah.
I think he's going, Joe, be quiet.
Hold it. It's been a hard secret to keep.
It has, and this has been a labor of love and a big labor of arguments between the senior staff of QGN for several weeks now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, regarding anything with this, it's just been, all right, let's make sure we're making the right steps. And which steps are those? And you know, that's every step is a debate. And because we, like you said, Joe, it's a labor of love. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone here puts their blood, sweat, and tears, almost quite literally,
and heart and soul.
Yeah, into this network and into all of our individual shows. And we just want to make sure that this is the right step. I think, you know, this plan that we've got laid out. You know, everyone's just so excited, so energetic about this, and I think that just spells out that this is the right step and the right way to go, and we're ready to get it on like Donkey Kong. Yeah.
I'm pretty confident that we have everything fleshed out and ready to rock. We should get some minor things done, and we'll be launching all these goodies to you guys soon. Really quick, Fred, can I do something? I just want to bring up something really quick.
Maybe. What is it?
anyway, I'm the producer.
I edit this, it could be snipped out.
Producer!
You might just say it 17 times randomly, so he doesn't know it's... Anyway.
It's a subliminal message.
Our news director, Joe Bradford, has put it upon us to make sure that we get the word out. We are looking for Bradford. Writers for the network. Mr. Joe Bradford.
Bradford.
Carlisle.
We are looking for
go ahead, Joe.
I'm gonna rage quit.
No rage quitting QGN.
you must play Republic.
We are going to be hiring two new writers. The new sites for all of our shows are going to be all about all those games and upcoming games for those genres. We're looking for two more writers to join our writing team. Writers do have a chance of being featured on shows based on articles they have written, depending on audio quality and such like that. But Joe Bradford's a key example. He's been on Elder Scrolls Off the Record, I believe, 3 or 4 times now.
Yeah.
And yeah, because of the articles he's written and he knows the material. So we are looking for experienced writers. We ask that you just email us in at questgamingnetwork@gmail.com and include a writing sample, and we'll get in touch with you. And we'll forward that over to Mr. Bradford and have him take a look at it. He is our news director. So,
now, Joe, are we looking for those writers for any particular show?
No, actually. They could be for whatever show their heart's content. The writing staff works the same way as our hosting staff, in the fact that they write what they want to write. And I'm sure Bradford will direct and help people out too. So,
okay, so they could potentially be given access to any one of our blogs to post articles there.
Potentially, yes. Once they get trusted, and if you're looking into a career for writing or game journalism, and something you really would like to do, we will, after a year of writing for us, write you a letter of recommendation to any company that you are planning on applying to in the future.
The other thing I want to add to this, Joe, is that sounds nice for a lot of people, but I don't think a lot of people understand that the network in itself is getting recognition within the gaming industry and within gaming companies. Now, we can only really just say that. We'll have more information, you know, toward the end of the month. But the fact of the matter is that we're sort of like standing at the precipice of becoming, you know, known. And yeah. We are. This isn't just, you know, an idle thing to just kind of, you know, throw out there. It will, and it does. It does bear teeth. So if you really are interested in becoming a gaming news reporter, this would be a phenomenal start to get in on the groundwork of a network that is gaining a reputation within the industry.
I like how you dropped that subtle spoiler in there, teaser.
One of our players, Brian Armstrong, he's using us as a reference point. That's his goal, is to be a gaming journalist.
Yeah.
We are more than happy to have him on board as a staff member, and we're going to be more than happy to help him achieve his goal in the future.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for anybody looking to pursue a career in writing. But I do like how Yvarwin dropped that subtle teaser in there.
Yeah.
More to come soon. Yeah.
Seems like the Quest Gaming Network has a lot of teasers and awesome stuff coming around the corner, you know?
Well, we got a lot going on, but unfortunately there's non-disclosure and agreements and legal binding documents to keep us from saying that's stuff.
Part of the game industry. As soon as we're legally able to tell everybody, we will.
Right.
An internet force chokes to be issued.
By the way, Fred, you had Jenny crying, laughing so hard that she was crying with that force choking Bodar thing.
Oh.
Like, that was ridiculously funny. I just want to tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that. I just, you know, as it comes to me, that's just how that happens.
You want to bring up the fact that on the 8th, in 4 days, is the Quest Gaming Network's 1 year anniversary?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes, okay. That's right, Joe.
I know a secret, buddy. That's also Yvarwin's birthday.
He's officially old.
Yeah, I'm going to be 32.
Fred, you're fine.
Ooh, old.
Fired.
What are we getting Grandpa for his birthday?
Lose like I passed that 8 years ago, bro.
You know, once you pass the 32 mark, don't you have to officially use the old man voice for everything?
Pretty much.
Well, so, Varwin, when are you going to go ahead and just solely use the AARP? You going to sign up for them yet?
Well, I'll be getting steady invites through the mail in order to get the AARP card. And think about
well, that explains why he's been pursuing that sponsorship with Metamucil.
Gotta keep yourself regular these days. Keep the old colon pushing out.
This episode of the QGN Community Cast is brought to you by FiberCon.
and hover around. With the pins.
Punch in the code OOPS at checkout.
You'll love your new hover around.
Oh, between this and episode 6, I know our ratings with old people are plummeting.
Plummeting. Absolutely plummeting.
It's okay. If they've ever listened to Skyrim, they've known that we've killed all of them.
That old woman didn't die, Dave. She got up.
You know what? Doesn't matter. One way or the other, you were beating down old people.
They deserved it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So, Mr. Lou, would you please tell people how to get a hold of us?
Sure. You can reach the show at QGNCommunity@gmail.com. If you like Twitter, you can tweet the show at QG Network. Fred, give me tweeted at Sith Lord Korv. That's KORV. Keth, who isn't here with us today, but he can be reached at Keth Gaming. The guest hosts for today, Joe can be reached at author J.R. Wilson. That's A-U-T-H-O-R, J.R. Wilson.
Continue, C-O-N-T-I-N-I-A, on Amazon.com.
For that.
Well, hang on, because the second edition will be coming out soon.
C-O-N-T-I-N-I-A.
Continua by Joe Widget Wilson.
Continua.
Yvarwin has a Twitter. He can be reached at E-V-A-R-W-Y-N. And remember to use the hashtag Yvarwiny with a Y, not an I, folks.
With a Y at the end, Yvarwiny.
Dave! He can be reached at... Take it away, Dave.
I'm not doing anything.
D-I-E-N Force!
There goes the FiberCon.
Ian!
A lot of good these depends were.
And remember, folks, this week's project is tweet poodle pictures and use the hashtag EvarWinnie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you?
And Lou, where can we find you at on Twitter?
Well, you can find me at GamerGuy11B. That's GamerGuy11B.
And now it's time for our final thoughts, gentlemen. Joe, do you have any final thoughts that don't involve poodles or FiberCon?
No. Actually, yes, I am more than ecstatic about these changes, and I cannot wait to get in these new shows and get it going. And I work with an amazing staff, and I can't wait to work on these new projects with them.
And Mr. Yvarwin?
I got nothing. The poodle picture thing sent me.
And Dave.
I just realized that I've been doing this for months, and I still don't know what 11B at the end of Gamer Guy stands for.
11 Bravo.
We said that before.
What? I didn't know that.
Do you not listen to your own podcast?
No. Are you kidding? I don't even listen to y'all while we're recording.
Yeah, obviously.
I think it was like episode 3 or 4 somebody asked about that on Skyrim Off the Record.
Seeing as how I didn't come in until like, what, 12 or something?
Yeah, maybe if you knew the topic matter, you would have been accepted sooner.
Wow, Dave, have you been on the show that long?
I came on to you, yeah.
It's time for Dave's QGN review.
Oh, my God.
It's time for his quarterly progress report.
Yeah, Joe, we got to get on that.
We got the big workout, man.
You guys can't see it, but Ivarwin's putting on the latex glove.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Ooh, Joe, have fun or bust, sir.
Yes, I can't wait to amaze people with just how big of a geek and nerd I am by bouncing all these new shows we have coming up.
I think you'll find people are not going to be as amazed as you think they might be.
Like, just long term.
What is wrong with you?
It just threw me off. I got nothing now.
Well, you know, if you're having that issue with being thrown off, I'm sure we can get a sponsor that sells those handlebars for the toilet.
I'm already too late.
Yeah. Fred, you're rubbing off on me.
Ew, gross.
Ew.
Giggity.
Giggity. Man, giggity.
And for my final thoughts, I can't wait to see how many of these FiberCon jokes make it to the final release of this podcast.
Probably all of them.
And now it's time to say goodbye. You start us off, please, Joe.
Take care, everybody, and I'll be talking to you on multiple shows.
Take care, everyone. Be safe. May the Force be with you.
Bye, everybody. Get out.
Good night, everyone. Thank you all for being here. The Empire always rules.
Good night, everyone. And remember, this crazy episode of the QGN Community Cast is a Quest Gaming Network production and made possible by listeners like you.
Black cat.
Aw, poor Brago.
But imagine Brago as Frisbee Brago.
Frisbee Brago.
Clearly you're not looking at this in the right light, Ivarwin.
Clearly. Clearly the case.
Could you imagine throwing it? Meow. Meow.
Alrighty, gentlemen.
Ew.
That was quite productive.
What the hell was that?
That sneeze?
Yeah, the amount of snot that came rocketing out of my nostrils was
ridiculous.
Some of
it just went in my eye.
Not my eyes!
You know, I get it, I really do, and it's understandable. I mean, I love the guy, all power to him, but really, download your porn when we're not having a meeting.
I have to concur.
You know, I get it, the midgets won't watch themselves, but come on, dude.
You're worse than the midgets.
Really? No, I thought that they were the ones that wanted to change everything in this country, and then we told them they couldn't.
No, that's Oprah Winfrey.
The whole story about Fred and his interviews is a funny one and a good one. Things like that.
I'd like to know how I almost wasn't accepted.
Yeah, you'll know tomorrow. I can tell you tomorrow, that way you'll be more surprised and funny.
And less heartbroken. Genuine. Less heartbroken, maybe.
Ivarwin remembers.
Actually, no, I don't. That's why I'm being quiet. I don't remember. All right, so, Brago, you heard that, right? No eating fleas.